Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this May 28th, 2025. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here, and right now we're being joined by UW Extension's Tony Johnson, a new name to us around here, not a new company. We certainly are an organization. We work with UW every week, love our friends over there. Appreciate Tony joining us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing really well. Thanks so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to be on the program and share a little bit about what we've got coming up with the Extension Forestry Program.
Yeah, you guys have some really cool events going on. We're going to get into that, wrap up letting you guys know how you can connect with the Forestry Department and everything. But Tony, before we do that and get into some of those things, I always like to put people on the spot. I mean, ask questions. I'm kidding, but we love to get to know our guests, and your first time with us here, wanted to get to know you a little bit. Tell us a little bit about your backstory.
Yeah, sure. So maybe I'll just kind of go in reverse chronological order. So again, I'm a extension educator with UW-Madison. I do statewide forestry outreach, and my home office is at the Horicon Marsh Visitor Center down in Horicon, Wisconsin. So I've been working with Extension for about 5 years in the forestry program and now the forestry and wildlife program, and doing a bunch of different private lands outreach. So I run the maple syrup program for Extension. I've been doing a lot more agroforestry work lately, thinking about ways to incorporate trees into farming systems, and then a lot of work with private landowners and woodland owners around the state of Wisconsin. Prior to joining UW Extension about 5 years ago, I had a couple of different roles with the federal government doing conservation and ecological restoration. I worked with the USDA and the Army Corps of Engineers and the National Park Service all over the country doing different types of conservation projects and really trying to get that on-the-ground experience. Before starting with the federal government, I was doing my studies. I got an undergraduate here in Wisconsin at UW-Milwaukee and a master's degree in natural resources from Cornell University. And while I was out at Cornell, I really dived into the extension side of things. So with the idea of taking the resources and expertise that can be found on campuses all throughout the country and helping to bring them to the folks around, you know, in our case here, all throughout the state of Wisconsin. So I've been, like I said, with Extension for about 5 years and really kind of fell in love with the idea of what Extension does and helping landowners and addressing problems that the citizens of the state have. And I grew up right here in Wisconsin in Sheboygan County, and it got to, you know, benefit from a lot of natural resources and outdoor opportunities we have here. And after studying botany as a undergraduate, again, I really just fell in love with the idea of using that science and education to really make a difference around the state. And yeah, that's a little bit of a background of, you know, kind of how I got here. And so I've got you know, a bit of on-the-ground experience, particularly here in Wisconsin. And now I'm really focused on trying to connect landowners with resources and educational materials to help people achieve their goals for their land.
Tony, as we're getting to know each other here, I should warn you, as the audience well knows, you bring up maple syrup, and that's all that's going to be on my mind through the whole entire conversation. I'm just going to be thinking about that. And you also mentioned your roots there a little bit. You mentioned one of my favorite things to say, Sheboygan. I love saying the area of Sheboygan to town, everything. Any chance I get to mention Sheboygan, I'm going to say it because it's my favorite town to say. It's the easiest, the most fun entitled name to say of a town. But more so, wow, man, you have accomplished a lot. We are lucky to have you, not only on the show here, of course, but at UW. That's fantastic. Well done. And all of that said, I really do appreciate the breakdown of all that, especially with what we're talking about today. And it only makes more sense to be talking with you about this. UW Extension has some forestry events coming up over the next couple of months. And I believe it kicks off with the Forestry for Birds webinar, right, Tony?
Yep. Yeah, that's right. We've got a pretty busy calendar of events this summer. So I work on a team of educators that are all throughout the state. We've got, you know, five or six folks working on different aspects of forestry outreach. And we also do a lot of partnering with, like I mentioned before, some of our campus-based specialists at UW-Madison. But then for this Forestry for the Birds event, we're partnering with some professors at UW-Stevens Point, both in the Wisconsin Center for Wildlife and the Wisconsin Forestry Center right there in Stevens Point, to put on these Forestry for the Birds webinars that I'm really excited about. So just to give you a little bit of rundown on that event before diving into some of the other things we got going on, this Forestry for the Birds event, the idea of it is to make that connection between forest management. So that could be thinning a timber stand or doing some invasive species removal or some of these other practices that are common in forestry plans, and kind of trying to build the connection between those management actions and the impact on wildlife, specifically birds. So what we've got coming up this summer in partnership with, I mentioned, the Wisconsin Center for Wildlife and the Wisconsin Forestry Center, Jason Riddell, who's the director of the Wildlife Center, and then Professor Mike Demchek, who is with the Wisconsin Forestry Center, have been working on a grant over the last several years, a federal grant to put some of these management practices on the ground and then do some research around the impact on bird species. So they've been working for a couple of years doing working with students and actually doing the on-the-ground forest management. So thinning out stands and taking out dead trees and trying to get some of these management practices on the ground and then actually doing the research and training around the impact on birds. And what we're doing is we're partnering with them to showcase these demonstration sites and bring landowners in to see some of the impacts of management. So we put together a little series that's going to be running in June. It's going to kick off on June 6th with a webinar that's going to be free and open to the public. We're going to record that webinar and then share it out after the events on our YouTube channel, which I'll talk a little bit more about later. But basically, that's going to be setting the table for these three field days that we've got coming up in June. So in that webinar, we're going to be talking about some basics of forestry, some basics of bird habitat, and kind of the connections between those two topics. And then we're going to be talking specifically about the three different demonstration sites that we've got. So I'm really excited to showcase these demonstration sites because, like I said, they've been getting a lot of work on them from these technical experts at UW Stevens Point. So we've got three site tours. They're going to be taking place on Saturdays in June. We've got one June 14th, June 21st, and June 28th. So that's three consecutive weeks. The first one's going to be in Clark County. The second one right there at the Little Plover River Restoration Site near Plover. And then the third one is going to be in Taylor County. Each of the sites features a different forest type and different management practices, and then also a kind of different suite of birds that are going to be attracted to those sites after those management practices. So we've got the website is open, and if you want to learn more about it, I would encourage you to check out go.wisc, which is wisc.edu/forestry-birds. So it's go.wisc.edu/forestry-birds. And we've got all the information and registration for that webinar and the three demonstration sites. The way that we're running it is that we're requiring registration before the event. So that's going to be due on June 5th. And then you can either register for one of the field days, two of the field days, or three of the field days with a cost break for each additional tour. So one tour is going to cost $25, and we're counting the registration as a whole family group. So you pay for your $25 registration. You can bring up to three family members at no additional cost. And then two tours is going to be $40, and three tours is $50. And the idea is you can register for one if it fits into your schedule, or all three if you're really interested in this topic area. And then I'd really encourage folks to jump onto that webinar beforehand, and it's going to give you an outline of the different species, and it might make sense for landowners to kind of think about what type of woodlands they have and what field day most closely resembles that. So I'm really excited about this partnership field day with UW Stevens Point, and again, just encourage you to go to that website to follow up on information. So go.wisc.edu/forestry-birds.
Mm-hmm. We'll get that information out there again. Feel free to always reach out to us. If you need a link to something, you can reach out to us, and we'll make sure to get that the correct information to you, and encourage you to throw it into your search bar as well. Usually the link, I know for me, I tested it out this morning and it popped right up as the first thing. So either any way you can, however you need to, make sure to register and be in on this event. When it comes to this first webinar that we're talking about here, Tony, there's a couple of things that really stand out out to me. And for a long time, you know, working with UW Extension, Rachel Whitehair and some other natural resource educators we've been fortunate to get to know and talk about, we've really been able to, I think, dive more into some of these topics. Prescribed fire, invasive plant control, some of these different topics. One of the things that I found interesting, and I'll tell you right out the gate, Tony, I'm a city boy. A lot of this stuff is very new to me, but it's all fascinating and interesting, and I know how much our audience appreciates it. One of the things I've heard from the audience and more people talking about is the different types of people that would really benefit and enjoy this kind of webinar. There are certainly, as you mentioned, landowners, and that there's a lot of people out there that I think just are always interested and curious about the balance of nature and man, and how we work with you know, business and nature and some of these the world that we're in nowadays with a lot of that. And it feels like you guys get into those topics as well as plenty of other things with this webinar.
Yeah, definitely. I think this is a great opportunity to showcase the impact of management. I think it's you know, commonly thought amongst some folks that hands-off is the best strategy for managing some of these wild spaces, including woodlands, but that's not always the case. And this webinar and this series dives really concretely into, you know, thinking about goals, and if your goals for your land include increasing you know, certain types of birds, then there are things that you can do to have an impact on the habitat for those birds. So I would say, yeah, the workshop, or I'm sorry, the site tours and the webinars are really geared towards landowners and folks that, you know, have the ability to do these practices on their land, but it's open to anybody, and you can take some of these lessons back to, you know, even a smaller city lot size, you know, plot to think about ways that you can impact habitat and how that will impact the birds or other species that are potentially using that habitat.
The Forestry for Birds webinar is June 6th. It'll be going from 3 to 4:15. Be sure to register, and we'll again give you the website and the information of how to do that before we wrap up. We're speaking with Tony Johnson from UW Extension. Tony, I know you guys have some other summer events coming up as well.
Yeah, we do. Like I mentioned, we've got a team of educators all around the state kind of focused on different topical areas, and we got some really exciting programs that are coming up this summer. So first up, actually this weekend, we've got a women's chainsaw safety workshop, which is a course that's specifically designed to bring women into an environment that is conducive to you know, their learning styles and interests in chainsaw safety and operation. And it's a workshop series that we've been running at different locations throughout the state. I'm not sure if registration is full on that one. If you go to our website, woodlandinfo.org, and just look up our current events, you'll see the link to that there. But we will be continuing to offer women's chainsaw safety certifications in the future as well. So we tend to do those at agricultural research stations, and one this upcoming weekend is down in Lancaster. A little bit later on this summer, we've got a series called Learn About Your Land, which is more of a classroom style learning environment where we have a series of classes on different topics for landowners. In June, we've got a series in Chippewa County. So three consecutive Tuesday nights in June, we're going to be coming together and covering specific topics in connection with DNR foresters. We also are offering a number of other Learn About Your Land series throughout this year. So in Grant, Crawford, and La Crosse counties, we'll be there in August. Shawano, Door, and Kewaunee counties will be there in October. And that's kind of our introductory series to help landowners and Wisconsinites get familiar with some of the forestry concepts and management opportunities that you'll have. Another really exciting event that we've got coming up this summer is in July. We've been running a series of webinars the last several years to try to connect new landowners with resources, whether that's extension, county, state government, nonprofit organizations, and just try to bring all of those programs, people, and resources into one room, and then invite new landowners to come and network and make the connections that make sense to them. So we, like I said, we've been running a series of webinars the last several years, and this summer I'm really excited. We're going to be organizing our first field day that's going to be in that same networking style. We'll have a bunch of natural resource and agricultural professionals coming out to the Sauk County Farm on July 19th, And we're going to be having a field day that's going to be really focused on landowners interested in getting started with stewardship and showcasing some of those resources that are available. So those are a couple of the upcoming classes just in the next couple of months. But we also have, as I mentioned, a couple other programs, including the maple syrup program. So really excited to connect with Wisconsin maple syrup producers of all scales, whether it's hobbyist or commercial operations, and would just encourage folks to check out our maple website, maple.extension.wis.edu. And we're going to be continuing to do maple outreach over the next year, and going to be looking for input on what that outreach could look like in the next couple of months. So I really encourage folks to just check out some of our maple programming, and the best way to do that is on the website. Also want to plug the Wisconsin Covert Project. So coverts is an old English word for like a cubby or a brush pile where birds could live. Mm-hmm. And we've got a really, really cool program in Wisconsin called the Coverts Program. It's put on with Extension in partnership with the Rough Grouse Society, and it's an immersive weekend, full weekend program at Kemp Natural Resource Station in northern Wisconsin that's really diving into forests and bird habitat. And it's a totally free program sponsored by Rough Grouse and Extension. And just requires an application and then some expectations around sharing what you learn with neighbors after the fact. So if you're interested at all in wildlife and woodland management, and you own some land in Wisconsin, I would encourage you to just Google Coverts Project, so Coverts. And the application for that is due on June 15th. So that's another really great opportunity for landowners from Extension.
It is going to be a fun, busy summer for you guys at Extension, and we're going to be covering it. We'll be talking about it and reminding people as we get closer to some of these events on our morning show and other places. Make sure that you guys get some good attendance. And Tony, you did too good of a job. You're going to have to come back, man. This has been a lot of fun.
All right. Well, yeah, I would love to. I really, again, appreciate the opportunity to connect with your audience. I think this Forestry for the Birds Field Day, particularly the plover river site, is a really, really special location, and should be an opportunity to see some rare birds. And you know, I think it'll be a great opportunity for landowners to get out and see some management in action and the the outcomes of it. So I again appreciate the opportunity to come on, and I'd be happy to join you anytime.
Tony, if people have follow-up questions, or they'd like to know more about some of what we talked about today, or registering for events, what is the best way to get in touch with you?
Yeah, thank you so much for that. There's a couple of ways. I think the best two options, if you want to just get in touch with the people within our program, is shoot us an email. We've got two dedicated program emails. One is forestry@extension.wisc.edu, and that's going to be shared amongst our team. So if you've got a question or want to get connected with you know, somebody or anything along those lines, feel free to reach out to that forestry@extension.wisc.edu email address. And then I also run a maple@extension.wisc.edu email address. So I'd encourage you, feel free to reach out anytime with an email. We've also got websites that we're updating regularly. One is going to be woodlandinfo.org. And in there, you can find links to all of our upcoming events, all of our different programs, including the maple program, as well as learn about your land, chainsaw classes, coverts. Everything is going to be on woodlandinfo.org. So that's a great way to stay connected and see what we're up to. And then two final plugs. One, I would say I'd really encourage you to sign up. If you go to woodlandinfo.org, you can sign up for our email list. We send out an email about once a month, and it's going to have forestry information, advice, timely tips and recommendations, and then also links to our upcoming programs. And then we also have Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We're on all those social media channels. If you just search WISC, EXT, Forestry, we've got channels with that same name on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and that's a great place to follow us and just stay up to speed with what we're up to.
Cannot thank you enough for the time, Tony. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. You have a great day, and good luck with the events.
All right. Thank you so much. Take care, and we'll stay in touch.
Will do. And thank you, everybody, for joining us here at WFHR's Rapids Report.